Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hello, welcome to Friday Night Super Special. I'm Dawn Reiss and
I'm Lisa V.
Yes, we have some exciting VIP guests on the line all the way from Australia. And we have some in-house, head of the Sunshine Film Festival and so much more. And before we start, I know I really am excited to introduce this amazing man. And he is calling me. Are you still there on the air? Let me introduce you. Are you there?
I certainly am. G'day from Australia.
Oh, I love it. G'day. Troy Gray. I am so excited, and thank you so much for being on the air. Just let me kind of read your bio, because I'm just in awe. Following a career as a professional athlete, Troy Gray has been firmly in the television industry for the past 19 years. He's created and produced and presented multiple award-winning TV shows across the world, for formats both in Australia and internationally. Troy has also been a part of the founding team of the huge global project called Charity TV Global, and we're going to talk about that. And I mean, it goes on and on. I mean, I'm so impressed to have you on the air. And then Lisa, we have some more here that you can read as well. Troy, welcome to Hollywood Connections. And first, you're in Australia now?
Correct. I'm calling you from a place called Adelaide, which is the capital city of South Australia.
Well, I'll tell you real quick. First, our hearts go out to the people out there in the fires. And, I see all these koala bears and the kangaroos and the animals, and it just breaks your heart. And, everybody prays for Australia.
Definitely.
And our heart goes out to you. I've never been there. I'd love to be there someday. And I want to thank you for joining us. I know one of our guests here, I want to introduce Amy Rose to my right. She is with Sunshine Film Festival, and she's going to say hi.
Hi.
That's right.
Hello. How are you doing?
How you doing?
I'm going all right. I tell you what, that build-up, Dawn, from you, that introduction was the best I've ever had, so I'm coming back on your show one day. That was great.
Oh, yay. And then we also have Lisa V. She's my co-host and actress and model, and we have another actor in the house. And I want you to say your Australian voice. I think it's so great, Brandon. Brandon.
Well, Troy, I have to say, you're a good-looking mate.
You sound more like Steve Irwin, the late crocodile hunter, than a typical Aussie, but that wasn't bad.
It's a different dialect, you know.
Hey, you're not doing too bad. I'll come over there one day and I'll teach you in person.
I would love that. It's been a while since I've had Australian lessons, so please, I need all the help I can get.
Well, Troy.
That was good.
I know. I want Lisa to read a little bit more about about your background and what you've been doing, so we kind of share bios.
Yeah, you are producing. You'll be casting in the U.S. Over the next 6 weeks for filming across America later this year. It's all linked to My Charity TV Global television series, where they successfully combine entertainment with philanthropy. Oh my gosh, I can't say that. Okay, you know what I'm trying to say. It's just going. It's just like right there. Many celebrities, sports stars, and social media influencers work with us on filming these projects. This award-winning series will be a real hit in the U.S., so they're asking what ages. You must be over 21, and everyone is welcome. Males and females, various ages. 25 to 55 year old bracket. There you have it.
So welcome to the show again, and tell us more a little bit about what you're working on and what you're going to be casting for, because people will definitely want to be a part of this.
Sure. Well, as you mentioned at the start, I've developed a number of TV formats, but none bigger than the one that I'm currently filming in multiple countries. And you mentioned Charity TV Global. That's the name of our production company, but that organization is also a registered charity. So effectively what we do is we've created an award-winning filming and fundraising platform, and we give all of our net proceeds back to our philanthropic partners from the different countries we film in. So effectively, me and this awesome team that we've put together have a socially responsible organization, and we've got this mission, and it's a real passion to use entertainment as a vehicle to steer global audiences into giving back. So we've been able to mix philanthropy with entertainment, and some amazing things are happening, and we cannot wait for this to get off the ground in the U.S.
Well, what cities are you going to be going to? Kind of give us an idea, or do you have that down yet?
No. So back in the day when we first started this, we had to do casting in different cities because we did it in person. But now we have a platform to be able to do this online. So it's really easy for anyone, any of your listeners, to effectively jump onto charitytvglobal.com, and they can see all of our past TV shows. They can see and hear testimonials from our past TV cast. And there's a form at the bottom of the website that you can easily submit to say that you're interested in doing something life-changing, and you know that by doing this, you're also going to be helping your own community. So it's a very easy process. It's very streamlined. And once you register as a potential TV cast member, we'll have our casting team send you all the information that will give you video content, dialogue, documents, and all the stuff you need to know about how you can make your life better and how you can help others.
That's fabulous. Now, if somebody asks, I know a lot of people want to pitch TV shows and other opportunities for you. Are you open for that as well?
Okay. Absolutely. It's one of the best things about working in this industry. You get surrounded by so many creative people, and I'm constantly getting submissions from people with different ideas. It's not the ideas that are hard to get off the ground. It's just finding the right platform or the right network. And, of course, the TV landscape has changed considerably, so it's all about having the relevant funding in place before you go and present your pitch deck to the big broadcasters. So, yeah, I'm happy to hear from anyone that has an idea, but I'm very keen to make sure that all of your listeners also know about our projects that we're launching via our Charity TV Global platform.
I know so many. Is there a certain age group that you're looking for to host your events?
Yeah, so each of the countries we operate in, we have our own film crews and we have our own cast, and of course we have our own TV presenters. So definitely we're looking for someone in the US. We want them to be in that bracket that you said at the start. We need them to be above 21 because this is a product that we're on the road for a lot of time. It's a very much like a road trip for adults that we film. There's a lot of adventure-based content, so you'll be traveling a lot. We want people that have the ability to get away for a week at a time. We want them to just have a passion to be in the outdoors. Obviously, the filming side is just so much fun because you'll be doing activities and adventures, and you'll be visiting destinations that you probably only dreamed of. But effectively, we also want someone that has a big heart, someone that understands that the premise of our shows are to make the world a better place and to give back. So hopefully we can find that person.
Well, are you going to have other hosts as well, not just one? Is it going to be men and women? And you said 21 and up. What is the oldest age limit?
So if you want to be a cast member, you can be any age above 21. In Australia, we've had people from 21 through to 81. Anyone that just wants to do something life-changing, it doesn't matter your age, it doesn't matter your... It's got to have a passion for our projects. And of course, the ultimate result or the ultimate gift is anyone that just wants to be filmed in a secret destination by an award-winning film crew and be screened on TV, this is the perfect platform to do it. So we are looking for lots and lots of TV cast members. But
nice.
As far as a host, the host, we'll just have the one host for the initial series, but lots of cast members required. So put your hand up, register on our website.
I got both of them. I got both of them.
If you watch,
I went to immediately. As soon as she said host, I was like, that's me. And I say, I'm Espanol, so if you're in the United States, you got to be bilingual.
Yes, yes. Lisa is bilingual, and everybody's hand went up in the studio, so you're probably, and me, I'm putting mine up as well. I'm like, me, pick me, pick me.
I love it. And this is the best part about, I can feel the passion. This is why we love, or we're so excited about being in America, because nobody in the world mixes philanthropy and entertainment better than the people from the United States. Amen. And this is where we see the platform being huge. Yep. So, we want you all on board. Jump on.
Oh, that's fabulous. I want to talk to you as well. You know, Hollywood Connections has been on the air over 30 years, I'll be honest with you. And I've been here at the station for 10 years, and I train people.
She started when she was 5.
I did. It was my baton. I would like be a broadcaster.
Yes.
But, you know, I've had so many discoveries off my show. I mean, here's an example. Actually, we have Brandon here. I just want to shout out. And Brandon, you came on the show. What happened to you? I want you to tell everybody.
Yeah, so I met Dawn, and she was like, hey, come on the show. I'm going to have a director on, and you can audition for him. So we did kind of a mock audition, and he loved the monologue I did, so he cast me in his next movie, and it's now developed into a relationship where I'm networking with people in Clearwater that I didn't even know existed. I have 4 movies already slated for 2020.
Wow.
Like they're in pre-production right now. And because I just want to do more than I did in 2019, which I was in 5 projects, all because I got on Don's show, I got to audition, I got seen. That's all it takes. I can't remember. I called probably 3 or 4 of my friends, and I said, guys, I got seen. This is going to be good. I knew that this was going to be a huge deal.
That's one of the many. Honest to God, there's thousands of stories that are coming in. And I mean, also from America's Got Talent, they called me up and they said, hey, I heard you got the pulse on the entertainment industry. And our reporters went out there. And I came up with this idea to have beauty queen reporters and reporters. And I train from, I've had, reporters, and Lisa's a co-host as well, a reporter. We have our new Miss Country USA being crowned over here, Sue, that also has a project. She may ask you about, we were talking about maybe a TV series. And, well, Sue, say hi to our VIP guest.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Wow, what a lineup you've got over there. I wish I was sitting in the studio with you. It sounds like a great group.
Well, actually, you can see us live on tantalknetwork.com on YouTube. So you can see the whole show, and I'll send it to you later. But we have a full house here excited to talk to you. And, Sue, what was your idea that you wanted to bring to the board?
Well, Dawn and I have been working on like a project about, I have a baby horse, and we're trying to think about maybe having a TV series, like kind of like a Mr. Ed, something like that, because there's nothing anymore for children. There's nothing exciting for children, but they're, so it's what we're trying to work on, like a children's show.
And Elliot gives kisses. He gave me 10 kisses the other day.
A lot of fun. He's a 2-year-old horse, very playful, always very, he's a really smart horse, very cute.
So I know this is, I guess we're getting revved up because tomorrow, I'll tell you, Troy, we have the Hacking Hollywood.
Yes,
and this Hacking Hollywood, there's a lot of producers and people in the industry that you can pitch your shows to. So I have an 8-minute pitch as well that I'm going to be doing for Hollywood Connections, and I'm excited about that. So, I mean, there's a lot of talent here and a lot of producers. And here's an example. Amy, tell Troy what you do.
Well, I am the production manager for Sunshine City Film Festival that is here in St. Pete, Florida.
Yes, and she's running this fabulous event. And what do you produce movies as well?
I am getting into producing films and everything. By hosting and being on the film festival, I joined it about 3 years ago.
Okay.
So I started as a volunteer. I moved up to assistant producer, and then the producing side of it. So I'm like super excited. The connections that you make from the networking and just coming like right here on your show.
Exactly.
You know,
it's like a launch. I'm like a springboard, but I want to springboard people to you,
right,
to Dunedin, to the Jobber Brothers, Hacking Hollywood.
Yeah, we have so many things happening.
Yes.
We have 10 days.
Yes, we're going to come back. We're going to do a whole segment on you here in just a minute. Yes, and Troy, and it's so exciting to have you on. Did you go to broadcasting school? How did you start out in the business?
Yeah, it was difficult because there's a lot of people obviously wanting to do something in the entertainment space, but especially from Australia, we're a long way from everywhere, and so there's a lot of travel involved. But I suppose I got a little bit of a head start because my background is in professional football. I played in the Australian Football League, which is very similar to your National Football League in the States. And I played in a number of the cities, and I moved around, and I was able to develop some great relationships. I then got involved in presenting on a number of TV shows, and I had a real passion for creating new content. So I then started jumping on planes and spending a lot of time traveling to the US, and I again was able to get my foot in the door with some large production houses. I was talking with everyone from MGM to Sony and Warner Brothers, and the list goes on. And I just was able to understand, how do I pitch a show? How do I construct a good pitch deck? And how do I go about raising the necessary capital and having the branded content in place to make it really appealing to the network? So that's essentially the space. Once I got out of football, I got into presenting, I got into production, and now I'm lucky because I'm involved with some wonderful people in multiple countries, and it's going really well.
Wow. I know everybody that's watching us live on Facebook and driving through Clearwater beaches as well. They're probably trying to pull their car over. We have a new law. Do not text or write. So I know that they're going to listen to this show again later on. And any other words that you'd like to say of wisdom to actors out there or host? Anything that comes to mind?
Yeah. There's lots of submissions we get, and there's lots of great hosts. But I can tell you now that the art of being at the top of the pile or being considered is to send something in that's punchy. Don't be long-winded with the introduction if there's any written content, and make sure that whatever that showreel is or that sizzle reel is brief and it's to the point, and it showcases your diversity, or it actually just showcases what you're best at. But don't make it long, and keep all the written dialogue to a minimum, and maybe attach one photo. But I can tell you now, if you're going to agents or production houses or networks that have been inundated daily with lots of material, the last thing they want to do is to be watching lots of footage or reading extended emails or documents that are sent in. So hopefully that makes some sense.
Oh, you are amazing. I hope that you can make a trip down here to Clearwater Beach. Maybe you could do a casting live on the air for host. I can try out, and Lisa and Brandon and Sue, everybody here wants to try out.
You know, Troy, Andrew, the acting class that we're going to be doing down here just starting, we have a full studio with green screen capability. We have a hospital set, so we can actually just film reels for people there at the studio. So super incredible. I'm going to let them know. We'll start chopping those up for you.
That sounds amazing. I definitely would love to get down there. You guys seem like a whole host of fun, and I'm sure you're well connected, and that's what we need. Us fellow Australians, we want to get to meet some great Americans.
You have no idea the half of this show is just amazing.
Wait,
we really are.
Wait, Troy, I have something for you. Hold on a second. Hang on. Siri, what's my name?
I'm not sure I understand.
Okay, wait. Siri, what's my name?
You're Dawn. But since we're friends, I get to call you Dawn Reese, famous Hollywood talk show host.
And that's my Australian accent.
There you go.
Wow.
Love it.
Wow.
It's better than mine. So, there's that.
You guys are amazing.
Oh, it's been so much fun to have you on the air, and I'd love to have you on again. And if I have a casting, we're ready to go. I'll help you out with a commercial or something to promote you, and that's what I do. I'm kind of like your springboard launching as a concierge in entertainment.
Well, that would be awesome. Everyone that's sitting in that room, I'd love to keep in contact with you. So following this interview, when you get a chance, let's definitely swap details. I really look forward to corresponding with you all. And if I could just give one last shout out to our national TV campaign, and anyone that wants to be part of something very special and go to a secret destination for 6 days, be filmed by our lovely crew,
yes.
Please jump online to charitytvglobal.com.
I know Sue has one more question for you before you go.
So what you do is you pitch a show. So if we have a good idea for a show, we go to you for pitching. Is that what happens?
You can. I represent a lot of people, and I also just assist them with getting their pitch material to a space that that an acquisitions or a programming person wants to hear that language, and it's going to make sense in terms of how the TV landscape is changing. And that's really important to note, that however you pitched the show last decade, it is so different now because of all the platforms and the online and on-demand and the different ways that people generate funds before the show actually even goes to air. So there's a lot to it now.
Right. And it's the investors and the distributors, correct? I mean, that's getting that out there.
Because they want a good story, too.
Right. So and I'm a writer.
So I'm talking to a writer tomorrow.
They do. But the one thing is, once you do that pitch and someone takes some interest, just be very careful about what sort of offer they present you, because that's where a lot of people I work with in different countries have been caught out. They've given away way more equity in their idea. They've got no capital in return. And essentially, the person that's purchased that has sat on it for 2 years, done nothing, and, you know, 24 months later, the show is still not off the ground, and it can be quite frustrating if you don't do it correctly.
Gotcha. Well, Troy, you're a guest anytime. I knew you're going to get tons of submissions. I see my Facebook going crazy right now with everybody listening, and yes. I so enjoy talking to you, and I'd love to have you, whatever we can do to help you, please let me know, and I'll definitely be calling you tomorrow, because I have some ideas I want to run by you.
Thank you for your information.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much. And from everyone in Australia, I appreciate your thoughts down our way with the fire. So thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you. You have one more.
I was just going to say, Troy, thank you so much for swinging in and talking with everybody and giving some awesome advice for people that want to be in the business. That's super, super grateful for that.
Yay, we love Australia. Yes, and we're prayers out to you out there with everything. Every time I see something, my heart just sinks, you know, and I just see the animals and the people taking care of them. Thank God for people that have hearts to take care of animals. And I want to thank you for calling in. Thank you so much, Troy, and we will be doing a watch party on this later tonight, and it will be shared.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Bye, everyone.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Is that phenomenal?
Incredible.
So anyways, and introduce yourself as well.
Yeah, hi. My name is Cal Tiger. I'm a local entrepreneur. I'm associated with the Florida Fitness Future Factory. And I also have my own company, high-tech company, called the Silicon Beach Technologies.
Ooh.
And I'm very happy to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here. It is the first time at my show.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Amy. And then I know after Amy, we're going to play the Hacking Hollywood. You've got that all ready to go as well. And Amy, we're excited. You've got list and list of things happening and some VIPs. And I know you're waiting patiently. So tell us more what's happening with the Sunshine Film Festival.
Okay, so the Sunshine City Film Festival is a 10-day festival that's going to be running here in St. Pete. Our kickoff party is tomorrow night. It starts at 7 p.m. It's going to be hosted at the Hotel Zamora, the rooftop. Then we go into the workshops, International Night, Ladies in Film Night, which is a really, really big night for the ladies. We honor special ones.
I heard. Can you give the list? Because I know some people on there. This is so exciting. So blessed for them.
So we have Allison Byrne. She is an actress, writer, producer, and director. We have Joy Banks. She's a writer, director, and producer. We have Bobby Hill, casting director.
Hey, Bobby!
We have Denise Crank, which is also...
Denise!
She's with NCP Entertainment. Eugene... Bundarut? Sorry if I messed up your name. I apologize. She's an actress, writer, producer. Victoria Jorgensen, writer, producer, director. We have Lillian Dunlap and Jay Sheldon. They're writers, producers, directors at Theoretical Journalists. Sierra Amora, she's a vocalist and actress here in the St. Pete area. And then Lisa Donis, she's the film commissioner's manager.
Well, you know, I've had Bobby Hill on the show, and I'm also a part of Women in Film on her board. Mm-hmm. And so a co-chairman. So I'm excited with Jen Wardhall on that as well.
Yes.
And so Bobby has definitely deserved for that award. And Denise Crank was our co-host as well.
She was.
Yes, and Denise came on board. Here's another launching success story in Hollywood Connection. She said, would you help train me and get me out there? And last year I couldn't make it because I had laryngitis for a week. I said, Denise, Nisi, go out and cover it for me. And she did. And look where she's at. And this is what I'm trying to tell people. This is what Hollywood Connections does. It launches you to where God's supposed to have you be.
Absolutely.
And I give you the door of opportunity. And, you know, whatever in your passion, your heart, go for it. That's all I can tell you. And you have more things that are happening.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of things. So we do have a film commissioner tour that will be happening on Friday, January 17th. That is a free event. You have to RSVP. So you have a tour with the film commissioner around St. Pete from 10 to 12, and there is lunch.
Is that Tony?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there, Tony. You need to be there because I know Tony.
What day is that?
That's January 17th on Friday.
Okay, we'll probably be before 17th on
Friday.
Yeah,
and you can find everything on our website at sunshinecityfilmfestival.com. You can navigate the web portals. There's like so many things on there.
So
and we can
like
talk
really
after the show
easy
also.
To find.
Like, yeah.
Like really easy to navigate.
Yeah, okay. It's really easy to navigate. Yep.
And then you have, you know, if they buy the passes, they can see the films, correct?
Well, we have different blocks for the films because there's so many films. So each night is a different night. So we have International Night, we have Ladies in Film Night, we have Inspirational Night, We have the shorts, indie films, the student films, documentary night, and then we have our feature films, which will be a Sunday and Monday are playing at the AMC Sundial. So we have grown a relationship with the Sundial, so we are able to screen films there. So,
so you're closer as well. So I'll be popping over different times.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And we will be having Don Reese and Hollywood Connections as some of the media there for one of the nights. Yes, yes. So
we're
appreciate
excited.
That.
Yes. So with Tony, he's a big part of the film commissioner. Can you tell people how powerful this man is?
Yes, he's very powerful. He's the one that does the budget for the film festival and does the budgets for film in general around the area.
Yeah, he's a powerhouse in the industry and doing so much in the area. Mm-hmm. And then also tickets are how much?
Well, the tickets are... they're between $5 and $15. They range, if you want like a pass, it's going to be $150 for all 10 days, every event. But
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, the feature films that we'll be having on Sunday and Mondays, those are going to be $15 each for the feature films just because of the seating, and we have to make sure we can accommodate everybody, make sure everybody's there can see their film as well. So that's there. It's very important to check out the website for ticketing. We do have Drop Shop app, which is DROPPSHOPP app, which is our ticketing sponsor. So when you go to the ticketing link on our page, you have all the information. There's a little eye on the ticket, and you click the eye and it flips over and it gives you all the details, the location, the time and address and all that stuff. So it's really, really cool app. So thank you for them for sponsoring
the app. And your commercial's running. And I guess you're beautiful and gorgeous lady.
Thank you.
Do you have an agent? Are you acting yourself?
Well, no, I was in Agent X, the movie.
Okay.
I do have a small part in that.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And that one is going on tour around, which is another thing that we're doing with the Sunshine City Film Festival, which is city-to-city touring.
Wow.
Yeah, we're doing, we're taking Agent X on tour along with the festival to connect with other cities around the United States to also bring people here to Florida because it is a beautiful city, and bring people here. And then when we meet people there, we also allow them to be, we can cast them in the, you know, part two of Agent X.
Here we go. Yeah. We've got all these actors here.
Yeah. And then also we always try to network with people up there prior to that way. If we know somebody that's going to be like a music producer and they have music that wants to be played, we'll go ahead and have that happen during that time frame at the AMC in the different cities.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Keep us updated with that. We can shout that out because we're worldwide. We're on the World Wide Web on Tan Talk Radio Network, for sure.
So that's the thing with like Agent X, the movie, it's an independent film. So you know, anybody that's independent, you know, you don't have budgets. That's very hard to do. So when you go and you have the opportunity to screen your film, you're able to get that money to be able to, you know, put that money into your film to get a better quality of it.
That's so amazing. Yeah. Oh my God, wow. So in the meantime, any other last words with Sunshine City Film Festival?
Get your tickets. Don't miss out. It's 10 days. There's an opportunity for everybody, and I want to see everybody there.
Yay, we'll be there. I know, excited. We're going to come back with more interviews and what is happening tomorrow. Here's an example. I had a publicist that came to the show, Maureen, right? What was Maureen's last name?
Famiano.
Yes, and she's actually your publicist promoter. She put you on. First, I have to say congratulations to you. She Sue got Everyday Hero. You'll see that on the News 13.
Me and Elliot. Elliot, too, the horse.
The horse, of course. A horse is a horse, a horse, a
I think
horse.
They all come.
I talked to a horse, a horse.
They come to see him, not me.
Well, we're excited because you're on the air talking about what you do with the books and the horse and everything. And so also, Lisa, you have some things that are coming up as well with Dunedin and the Tomorrow Hacking Hollywood. So let's go to that commercial. We'll be right back. Hacking Hollywood tomorrow. Pitch your show. Pitch your movie. Phenomenal. And we'll come back.
It can be life changing for somebody. You could pitch to the right person, and that's it. You're done. You're a star.
Yep.
Like literally overnight.
And I'm going to come back and talk about what Maureen did with these two guys. I'll be right back.
Are you a filmmaker, producer, writer, director, or financier? If you ever wanted to get money for or pitch your scripted or unscripted TV and film projects to working industry professionals, now is your chance to make your dreams come true. The Jalbert Brothers are holding a two-day event on the number one beach in America in Clearwater, Florida, at the Hacking Hollywood Pitch Fest. You will learn how to package, pitch, finance, and distribute your movie or TV projects.
You're going to learn from all the workshops, panels. You're going to meet great people. You're going to have amazing time. The networking, the events we're going to have, the parties, it's going to be, I feel, a chance of a lifetime.
By combining Hollywood executives and social media influencers, you will get every aspect you need to succeed in the film and TV business. Make Hollywood connections that will last a lifetime. Get one-on-one time to pitch your project to working industry professionals. Hacking Hollywood Pitch Fest will include a lot of fun, great networking parties and events, workshops, panels, so much more. You will be able to meet, shake hands, and make deals with working professionals. Are you going to show up, change your life now, or regret never taking that chance?
There's going to be opportunity everywhere. So when you get here, seize it.
Visit JalbertBrothers.com for more information. Get tickets at Eventbrite now before they sell out. There are limited seats available.
No.
This is going to be huge. It's going to be huge.
It's going
to
be huge.
Okay, we can get in trouble for that, can't we?
I don't know if he's trademarked the phrase, yeah. But I'm just going to stay away from that.
We all know what we're talking about.
Yeah. We're going to stay away from that.
So in the meantime.
Oh, I love appliances. I haven't seen him forever.
He could be a great potential sponsor.
Yeah, hey,
there we go.
Appliance Director.
There we go. We gave you a shout out. Mm-hmm. Another commercial we want to run to. If you are looking for something fun to do, you want to get back, what are the things you did as a kid that you love doing? And I know what I did as a kid, and I still do it because I'm a big kid. Let's go to this commercial, and I'll tell you what I love doing, the Clearwater Ice Arena. And this is amazing. So they are part of Hollywood Connections, and I'll see you on the ice. Not on the air, but on the ice. I'll be on the air. We'll be right back.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TVSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Right. Oh, Dunedin?
Dunedin Film Festival.
Okay. And we're back, and I'm getting something ready here that you're going to make us just belly laugh here in the studio. We have Cameron on from the Dunedin Film Festival. Are you there? No? Okay. Somebody's on the air? Okay, we're waiting to see. Actually, we'll be right back. And so anyways, this Hacking Hollywood is tomorrow. It's a huge, huge event.
Yes, I'm so excited.
We'll be there with the red carpet at the Holiday Inn in Clearwater Beach. So that's really, really fun. And then also, I know, how are we doing on commercials? Did I do all my commercials correctly to make sure? And MyPillow.com, we're going to find that one if you want a good pillow. A nice, good sleep.
It is.
Yeah, MyPillow. Oh, I have two of them.
I have four.
And it's going to be put in MyPillow.com, put in promo code BEACH, and that's so super cool. So, and also we have a new digital business card.
Yes.
You have one. I have one.
I love mine.
I love mine too. And so it's amazing because you can actually take your phone and you can put it over someone else's phone, and it's a digital business card, and it's amazing. If you're interested, text me at 727-871-7788 and I will send you this amazing digital business card. And Steve does amazing. I'll say change this link. You can email. It's fabulous. Yeah. And I don't have to buy business cards anymore.
No, everything's so, linked up.
It's yeah. If great. You take your phone, I'm going to show you here. Take it like you're going to take a photo. Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of phone do you have?
It's a QR code, right?
Yes.
We
tried.
It's the particular...
Some Androids you have to have the code, but yeah, there's a code and you just put it over and voila, there you go. In the meantime, I know we're going to talk a little bit about, I know we have Cassie back there and she's got a special show coming up on the 21st as well. Then there's some other Beauty Queen Reporter shows that I have on the 21st, so tune in on that special. We're bringing that to Hollywood Connections as well. So I don't know if you've been interested in any type of fun games. We're going to try something here in just a minute. Let's go to some music, some fun Bob Marley for a minute and pull up, like, Don't Worry, Be Happy. This is great for the new year. I love that song. And while I get something ready for everybody, take seven cards. And we're going to come back. And I'm not sure what's going to happen here, but we're going to.
Is there blood on this card already?
No, actually.
What are we getting into?
You're going to get seven cards. Everyone's going to get seven cards. Where's Chrissy? She's in this game, too. And we are doing reviews. Oh, yes. We're live on the air. People are like, what are they doing in the studio? We're like having. And only pick seven cards. Let's go to Bob Marley music. And here, pick seven cards. Give me the rest back. And we're going to try something here for about 5 minutes. And I just want to get there.
Live on the air. Live on YouTube, Instagram. So let us pray. God, watch over this show. Keep everything for little ears to hear, no matter what other people in this studio might say. In Jesus' name, amen. I had to. I'm serious. I can feel it's going to be a 3 second. We're going to have a 3 second situation starting next Friday.
Okay, let's put some Bob Marley music on the end. I know we're going to come back to that call in just about 5 minutes. Okay, so we have seven cards, and I'm live on the air. This is so funny.
You guys are watching us live. So what I'm going to do, we have some Bob Marley music.
Okay. Oh, wait, wait, Bob Marley is Don't Worry, Be Happy. Yeah, that's a better singer. When you worry, you make it double, don't
worry. It's going to be a crazy show.
Here we go.
Don't
worry, be happy. Here we go.
Okay. Hold that.
Okay, this is good. I can't believe we're doing this. Are we not supposed to look at them, right?
Yeah, you can look at them.
Okay, so, all right.
You can't look at mine.
Right.
Nancy was trying to cheat, like.
Okay, we're back.
My card.
Just keep it low.
Yeah, just keep it low in the back.
Keep it low. Okay, this is something new we're trying. So, okay, Chrissy, what you're going to do is you're going to read that red card that I have. Come up to the red card. Here's a red card. Now, we're actually playing Relatively Insanity on the air. Okay, read this. Okay, here we go. Here we go. All right, Chrissy, read this card.
While discussing,
here we go.
My cousin, Judy's fourth husband, Al, Uncle Norm, would say was. All Uncle Norm would say was.
Okay, so you're going to look at your cards and you're going to pick your best answer.
Oh, no, but I don't think I can say this on the air.
Hang on.
Okay, yes.
Let me read that question again. Okay, what was the question again? Okay, here we go.
About Uncle Norm.
Okay. All right. While discussing my cousin Judy's fourth husband, Uncle Norm would say was. All right. Pick your best answer to that question. While discussing my cousin Judy's fourth husband, Uncle Norm would say was. All right, so Chrissy can't do it because you're the host of the one card.
Okay.
All right, so give me the card. So take this card. Okay.
But I don't think I can say this on the air. But I will. So perfect.
Oh, you can say that.
Oh, okay.
All right, give me your best answer to that question.
Okay. There's Nance.
There's Nance. Okay. Yep.
Everybody turn.
Give everybody have one.
Yeah, can you turn it in?
Yep. Did everybody turn a card in?
Yep. Here, that's the one I want.
Here you go.
Here we go.
Okay. This goes. That's funny. Okay. And so we have everybody seven cards. Now, if you haven't played this game, I have laughed and belly laughed where I could not breathe. It is so funny. So what's going to happen? Now, Chrissy gets, I'm going to hold your cards. You're going to pick the best answer to this, and I'm going to read it, and you're going to pick the best one, and you're going to read it on the air. Okay, so here we go.
Yes.
So while discussing my cousin Judy's fourth husband, Uncle Norm would say was, so you're going to read each one of them on the air.
Okay,
here we go again. While discussing my cousin Judy's fourth husband, Uncle Norm would say was?
If I'm not back in 10 minutes, call the police.
Okay, that's one. You're going to pick the best one. I thought it'd be longer.
The last time I did this, I was naked. Much more fun when you were drunk. I'd rather pee on the electric fence than wake up next to her.
Oh, my goodness!
I tapped that.
Can you hear
I might have done that, one too many times.
Okay.
You are not the father.
Pick the best answer to this. Okay, so Chrissy gets to pick the best answer. While discussing my cousin Judy's fourth husband, Uncle Norm would say was, what would be the best answer that you have picked? You have to buy this game. It's hilarious with family and friends and everybody at your house. So Chrissy's answer to the best one was,
While discussing my cousin Judy's fourth husband, Uncle Norm would say was, I'd rather be on an electric fence than wake up next to her. That was mine! So the people that get five cards of the red cards, that means, or the yellow cards, that means you're the winner. So anyways, we're going to do it one more time because it's really funny. Who wants to do the card of the red?
Lisa?
Okay, Lisa.
I knew she was going to pick me.
Okay, pick one. You still have your seven cards. That means everybody gets one more card to pick from.
We're going to run out of time.
Yes.
We have it.
I know we have another guest, but I'm playing this one more time. Here we go.
I already got one.
Okay, you get another one. Okay, get another. Once you put one in, you get one more. All right, here we go. Lisa,
yes,
read it live on the air.
Here we go. The first time I saw their new baby, the only thing I could think to say was, oh, this is bad. This is really not a good question. Because we all know that look of ready. Anybody who's from the South, oh, bless her heart. That's when you know it's not the cutest baby. Was this a bless
okay.
her heart?
So, okay, pick your best answer. The first time I saw their new baby, the only thing I could think of was to say was. Okay, pick your best answer. Put it down right here by front of Lisa.
Yes.
Everybody got one?
Got a good answer?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I hope you're going to put one in there.
I can't.
Lisa cannot do that.
I can't, but that was what I was putting in. Just
okay,
so
there we go. So what's going to happen, and I only have, this is the last of it, but okay. My grandson got this, and I'll tell you, if you want to laugh and breathe and can't belly laugh. Okay, so here we go. We're trying something new here, and we're gonna review games every single week here. So there's something.
Next week,
next week's gonna be Ellen. Heads up. Yes. Okay, so the first time I saw their new baby, the only thing I could say, I think to say, was
the last time I saw something that looked like that, it was caught in a trap. Next, has anybody thought about calling an exorcist? Okay, this is oh Lord. Does anybody have a barf bag they're not using? This is so bad. Hollywood connections. Look at this. He kind of looks like a turtle. Okay. I'm quitting school and joining the circus. You are not the father. That is ugly even with all the lights out. I'm scared to touch it. And that's it. So, okay.
So what is your best answer?
It's right here.
Okay.
Oh, you know what we're going to do when the show's over, right?
Guys, I had to. This
okay.
one, I'm
so
sorry.
The first time I saw their new baby, the only thing I could think of to say was...
That is ugly, even with all the lights out.
Whose was that?
That's mine.
All right.
That was Jeff.
I won my card. I won.
Yes. And so, anyways, if anybody, but thank you all for playing. I know we still have.
That's so bad. Does anybody call it an exorcist? Oh, my gosh.
So, have you ever played that game before?
No, that was my first time playing that game. That's hilarious.
It is so worth it. And if you even have a couple drinks at home, it's even more worth it. Trust me.
A couple non-alcoholic drinks because, you know.
We're not endorsing
anybody. No, we're not endorsing anything except Red Lady Rum Punch.
Okay.
Yes. That plays tonight.
So anyways, that's a little bit of fun here. And then Sue, tell about your horse and books before we go to the next caller.
I wrote two children's books called Elliot's Tales. They both won the Mom's Choice Award. They're really cute children's books. They're on my website, elliotshorsetales.com, and there's a cute matching plush. Fill us off to you.
My grandson and our little niece in Denver, she won't let go of that horse.
This horse is everything. So soft.
Where can they buy the book, Sue?
On my website, elliotshorsetales.com. And Elliot's a real live horse, and I got cute pictures. And it's all illustrated by Lisa Bohart. Really, really cute pictures. And a lot of the kids love it, love Elliot. And here's his mommy, Ellie. So...
That's right. And also, you had a big fundraiser over at
Quaker Steak and Lube for All Children's Hospital. So we're going to go on Valentine's Day to bring books and to bring books to All Children's Hospital for the kids.
Right. And also, Sue is our new Miss Country USA, and she's got a beautiful sash. I'm waiting for her crown. It's custom made. It's so gorgeous. It'll take a little bit longer, but hopefully by next week we can crown her on the air. Also, Cassie, come here before we go to our next caller. Tell us what's happening on the 21st with your half hour show with me. And you're live on 106.1 FM. I hope you're having fun. We're having a blast.
Go ahead. I'm going to have Farrah Grace on, and she's the author of the book Yellow Roses, His Promise Forever Unbroken. And it has everything. It has sex, romance, intrigue, deception. It's a great romance novel.
Wow. You know, I just met another lady the other day. She has a woman that was a stripper, and she went to hell, and it's a phenomenal book. I'm reading it, and she's 85. We're going to get her on the show hopefully next week, but what an inspirational story, because we have miracle stories. We have things that happen. We call it this Hollywood Connections besides Hollywood Connections, and really what is on this earth that God told me to do is bring more of God to the airwaves to get you. You can't take any of this with you. You know, it's really, you can help people, but you know, the main thing is, what are you on this earth to do? It's your purpose. But anyways, I've got a very special guest on the air. Let's go. And you're live on the air.
Hi, this is Kelly from Erased Child Trafficking.
That's right. It is the Awareness Month. We want to thank Brett with Brett Seltzer.
Yes, Brett Seltzer.
Yes, and he actually had you call in for a few minutes because we are making sure that it's awareness. We had, you know, human trafficking film last week with Cherie Johnson and, you know, the director. We also had a woman that was actually a victim last week, which was a horrific story. And but tell us a little bit what to watch out for with the children these days.
Well, first I would like to also say that not only am I a board member with Erased Child Trafficking, but I am a survivor as well.
Wow.
And so one of the things that I try to explain to people, especially like when we're training law enforcement or if I'm speaking publicly anywhere, is be mindful of what your kids are doing online. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, all of those things, all of those social media platforms, it's such an easy way for these traffickers to manipulate. They see a need, they see a need and they fill that need. They can make someone think that they are 16 years old, 14 years old, whatever age, and lure them in. They read the post, and unfortunately, the kids of today's society, they post everything.
Well,
everything.
You know, I know we only have 5 minutes left. I would like to have you call next week and give a little bit of your story if you're interested, because it is January of Awareness for Human Trafficking and Children Trafficking and everything. Would you be available?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're going to have everyone kind of say in awe, but give your website to everyone out there.
It is erasedchildtrafficking.org.
And where are you from? What city?
I live in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, you're in Tennessee. Okay. Okay.
So that's why I thought it was pretty hilarious as I was listening to the game when somebody said, oh, bless her heart.
Bless her heart. Oh, bless her little heart. Bless his little heart. That's the code word for the South for saying, oh, no, you better be real smart or marry rich. I'm sorry, I had to say that. She said, it's the truth. I can't make that up. Am I not lying? No, I'm telling the truth. She knows.
That is true.
It's true. When they say bless your heart, that's code for, nah, it ain't happening.
Well, I don't know if you've played that game, Relatively Insanity, but it is hilarious. And who is it by, Lisa?
It is by Play Monster, and ages 14 to adult and 4 to 12 players. Ready? You can pick your nose, but you can't pick your family. That sounds right. Let's put the fun back in dysfunctional is what I say about my family.
I know we only have a few minutes, and I have to thank our guests here as well. And let's have you call in next week, and at least we gave your website and told people about the awareness of the month. But I definitely have to get into your story next week because it is the January of Awareness for Human Trafficking. I want to thank you for calling in, and we'll talk to you definitely next week on the air.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you. And thank you, Brett. I know it just goes so fast here. We need more hours. We need more sponsorships. And you can also help us get more shows here at Tan Talk Radio Network. Yeah. So anyways, I'm going to go around to the room. I look at my clock. I'm an orchestra here.
I'm laughing.
So anything, Lisa, that you'd like to say? Anything from your heart?
From my heart, really. I know that people are out there and everybody's struggling. It's a new year. And sometimes, you know, things in the new year can be pretty, pretty, you know, know, grim and feel like, oh no, this is how it's going to be. No, you just have to walk in faith, and you really need to walk in faith, because right now there's a lot of energy out there, and it's just it makes you think things that may not be what you think they are. So really just ask God, and I promise you, if God wants you to have it, you'll have it.
Right, and we did play the ice skating commercial, right? Yes. Because I was talking, having too much fun here.
Yeah,
so again, go skating over at the Clearwater Ice Arena. I'll see you there. That's where the Fountain of Youth. It's a Fountain of Youth. You freeze yourself. It's all good.
I can't wait.
You go freeze yourself. I found out. There's like 70-year-olds that look beautiful, and you're gorgeous. Okay, so anything else, Amy Rose, about that you'd like to give, where they can get tickets?
At the SunshineCityFilmFestival.com, you can get your tickets there and come be part of the experience.
We'll be there, and thank you so much for the opportunity and finally get to meet you.
Yes,
I know it's high.
I get to work with you, so you can be media and
I'm so excited.
We're excited, and we're going to come back. We're going to get you back on the air with us. And did you have fun today?
He's going to be at the festival tomorrow.
Absolutely, I had a ton of fun. This is great. I tell you something. I see that there's an amazing community that's developing here in Clearwater. And for a long time, I've been hoping that we'd have something on this side of the bridge. I think, Tampa's got a whole lot of action, and so does St. Pete. But now it looks like we found it here. Thank you.
That's right. I know before we go to Brandon, I know we're going to play a little bit Andrew Krantz. If you're looking for acting, we're going to do another commercial. Let's play that commercial real quick. We have about 3 minutes. Sue, thank you for being here as well. Any last words?
Yes, my baby horse Elliot cantered the first time off the lunge line, so I'm a proud little mom.
Yeah.
With his trainer, Kim Byline.
Yay, Kim.
Elliot's in school.
Very cool. Yeah. And also, Cassie, thank you for being here. We look forward to having your half hour with me with the special Hollywood Connections. Let's go. If you want an acting, we're going to go. I'm going to Andrew's class. I mean, what are the methods?
Yeah. So Andrew's going to, he kind of takes the three expert methods he knows, which is going to be Meisner, Stanislavski, and Adler. They're all, they go back, way back. Marlon Brando, the greats.
Right.
All the great actors you can think of. I can't.
We're gonna play that. Here, we're gonna play that commercial. I'm Dawn Reese.
Thank you, Marilyn Monroe.
Thank you,
Marilyn Monroe. Brando.
Add me to Facebook, Dawn Reese. Google Dawn Reese Hollywood Connections. Go to Tan Talk Radio. Watch our shows. Repeat. Share. Thank you everyone for watching, and thank you everyone for being here. From my heart to yours. Have a great new year. This is a great start, and let's go to that commercial with Brandon for Andrew Michael Krantz, amazing acting teacher. Next Thursday, $25. It's actually a 6 weeks, $150 for the 6 weeks. I'll be there. Getting my craft back into my other stuff looks like a Santa list. So all my acting days in LA. We'll be right back. Thank you. We'll see you next week with more amazing guests and more fun games that we're going to promote on the air.
Yeah. Woo!
Hey guys, this is Brandon Ayler. I'm here tonight to give you a quick spit on the Andrew Krantz studio that just opened up here in Clearwater. We're at the Future Factory. We're out there, we're learning how to act, the amazing things Andrew knows. We know the Meisner method, Stanislavski. We're gonna start with Stella Adler, and it's just gonna be huge, and tons of knowledge is passed on to you guys. So come on down, you can get enrolled. It is $25 a class, that's it. I'm telling you, you will not find better rates anywhere. So guys, come to the studio, learn some stuff, because acting is where it's at, and you won't realize how much fun it is until you do it.
Okay, I guess we're not done yet. So that was very good. It was his first voiceover commercial. Oh.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's no voiceover lessons.
I love it.
I went with my gut.
Yes, we are unscripted live from the heart to bring you the winning edge showbiz connections here at Hollywood Connections. And I want to thank the Future Factory as well. Women in Film, I just joined. I'm
joining. It's next month, right?
Yes,
it's
every month.
Yep.
And the Tampa Bay Film Society, if you want to get connected. These are all things that you can see on my Facebook. I'm putting castings up all the time.
Yes.
And we have agents, producers, casting directors. We're here to get you connected. It's up to you and your talent and your opportunity. I just opened the door for you. And if you'd like to be a part of the show or you have an idea, you can always text us at 727-871-7788. Anything else, Lisa?
And for those of you, keep your Facebook up to date, because I got a commercial for United Healthcare Systems just because she saw I had, six photo, whatever, the collage. And she said, I saw your collage and that interested me.